Hello, this is Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager. We're happy you've joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart, Call for Love. Everyone is muted, and we'll be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. You can visit openpeacefulheart.com to hear recordings of past meditations. And you may have heard when you called in this evening, that the phone number for this is changing. So we'll be putting the new phone number into the email. So be sure you take a look at that before you call in next month, October 3rd. Today's meditation is inspired by the celebration of Labor Day in the U.S. It's a time when we celebrate the labor movement that worked tirelessly to create a safer, fairer world for working men and women, and to stop the exploitation of children laboring in mills and factories so they could attend school. We still have this power today to work together toward a more just society. We firmly believe that what we think, we create. And when we take the time to show kindness, love, and gratitude to ourselves and others, we create a kinder, more loving, more giving world. We'll be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get us started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation, which will include a few moments of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of day Monday, we'll send you a link for the call recording, including information about the next call on Sunday, October 3rd, along with the new phone number, and hope you will join us then.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle. And as we do that, we join in a collective intention for peace and for protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. And as we come into this shared space, just allow yourself a nice breath in and then let it go. You might want to close your eyes and just let your attention rest in your heart chakra right in the middle of your chest. This space bridges physical and spiritual energy in the body. As you breathe into this heart space, you can just imagine the color green. And as you breathe into your heart, imagine that every in-breath opens your heart just a little bit more. And that every out-breath from this space lets you release any tension or any clutter that you hold in this space. So just breathe in to your heart and feel it opening. And as you breathe out, feel it clearing. Now just imagine that from that point of power in the heart space, that you can bring a line of energy that brings balance and healing with it wherever it goes. And imagine that that clear, clean line of energy moves down from your heart down to your third chakra, your solar plexus, so just above your belly button. And as you breathe into that space, opening and clearing, it grounds you in your actions. And when you're ready, let the energy move down now to your sacral chakra, the space between your hips. And as you breathe into that space, opening and clearing, let it ground you in your emotions. And moving down now to your root chakra at the base of your spine, breathing in to open. And exhaling when you're ready to clear that space, it grounds you in your being. Your attention moves naturally back up to the heart, back up to that gateway space where that line is still connected. And imagine that that line of healing moves up now into your fifth chakra, which is at the base of your throat. And as you breathe in to open and breathe out to clear, it grounds you in your speech. Moving up now into your third eye in the middle of your forehead, breathing in to open, breathing out to clear, grounding you in your sight. And now moving this healing line of energy up into your crown chakra at the top of your head as you breathe in to open and breathe out to clear. Let this ground you in receiving. And as you follow that line back down from your crown to that third eye of intuitive vision, your throat speaking wisdom, your heart grounded in love, your solar plexus informing your actions, your sacral chakra calming your emotions, and finally back down to that root being grounded in your being. Just be aware of that circuit of energy flowing through you now. Take just 5 seconds to breathe, to feel yourself grounded in love and peace. And imagine that you're walking along a city sidewalk on a Sunday afternoon. So often you've walked these streets feeling anxious about the work day to come, worried about how you'll get everything done for the week, or concerned about someone close to you. Tall, impersonal buildings and busy people rushing by you do nothing to calm those worries. But today is different. Today you're carrying a bag filled with tools for your work. Garden shears, gloves, a small trowel, bags and baskets for your harvest. You come to the corner and see the large community garden nestled between two tall buildings. The greenery brings the city to life, and the space between the buildings seems to hug the garden in a protective embrace. You cross the street and open the gate, entering this corner oasis in a concrete sea. Others are there and wave to welcome you. As you walk the narrow paths between the beds, you see birds, bees, and butterflies darting in and out of the foliage. Tiny chickadees are jumping among the sunflowers towering along the garden's edge. In one of the beds, a man is kneeling in the soft ground, intent on harvesting yellow and orange squash, trimming them gently from the plant and placing them in a large box. He stops to smile at you, and you wave hello. Others are pulling peas and beans from vines, trimming basil, cilantro, and sage plants, or chopping stalks of broccoli and round balls of cauliflower and cabbage. Toward the back of the garden, the corn towers, ready for harvest, and two or three people with baskets on their arms are moving among the stalks, pulling off fresh ears. Your stomach is growling, surrounded by all the delicious sights and scents of the garden. Near the corn is a small cluster of apple trees. You see the bottom of a ladder and walk toward it. Looking up, you call to the woman standing among the leafy branches, pulling off the ripe red fruit. She waves down and, as if sensing your hunger, tosses you one of the fragrant apples. You wipe it off on your shirt and take a bite. The sweet juice runs down your chin. Then you thank her and move toward the part of the garden where you will be working today. Your garden patch is covered with leafy greens. Spinach, kale, mustard greens, Swiss chard, and collards all wave to you. The tops of radishes, turnips, beets, and garlic beckon you into the earth. You take out your garden shears and carefully chop out the greens, placing them in your bags and baskets. With your hands and your trowel, you work in the earth to free the root vegetables, gently brushing them off and piling them on the ground beside you. When you've harvested all you can, you bring everything to the large table in the center of the garden, where everyone joins in to lay out what they've gathered. You place your basket of greens on the table and take the root vegetables to rinse them off, admiring the dusty, deep maroon beets, the white and purple striped garlic, the bright red radishes. As you bring it all back to the center table, everyone's talking and laughing. There's a fire pit with a roaring blaze under a giant soup pot. Everyone takes turns adding something to the pot. Let's take 2 minutes in silence and enjoy the smells, the sounds, the tastes, and the love you feel into this place. Take a moment to imagine in your own life what you bring to the pot, what you have to contribute. We don't have our gong with us, so just take this moment now to begin our 2 minutes. As you look around, you see that all are fed, safe and content in this community. You've worked hard together to provide for each other and worked hard to protect the earth that has brought forth this bounty. You feel calm, happy, and at peace with others and with yourself. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to the recording by the end of the day on Monday. And you can always access tons of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, and thank you for being here. Please do mark your calendars now to join us on Sunday, October 3rd. Same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. Remember, there will be that new call-in number next month, so be sure to check your email, and I'll be sure I'm including that in social media as well. There is the Open Peaceful Heart support group. What's the name of that? Open Peaceful Heart Circle. That's on Facebook. You're very welcome to join that group where we post something positive just 4 days a week, and it's always open for you to share your journey. Things that make us laugh, things that open us up as we move through these turbulent times. So you can check us out on Facebook. Just just type into the search bar Open Peaceful Heart Circle, and you can find us that way. Now, you could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. We truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.